Just southwest of New Orleans, Terrebonne Parish stretches into the Louisiana Bayou. Against the horizon in the night sky, lights twinkle atop oil derricks, far off over the marshes and lakes that form the coastline of the Gulf of Mexico. Oil and natural gas dominate the local economy, but as we learned on a visit in late September, fishing, for sport or to make a living, is the heart and soul of Bayou Country. In Houma, the seat of Terrebonne Parish, we found the conveyor belts and machinery of Motivated Seafoods standing silent, mute testimony to the vast destruction and disruption brought weeks earlier by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. We returned to Terrebonne Parish this past week. At Motivated Seafoods, the clatter and chatter of machines and people processing tens of thousands of oysters a day provide new testimony of an industry and community coming back to life. CEO Mike Voisin showed us around the plant. Forklifts weighed down with piles of 100-pound burlap sacks carried a new day's harvest to conveyor belts, where dozens of workers sorted oysters for markets across America.
We're back in business. It really feels good. The first day was like Christmas morning. It was an exciting moment to go back and see people working and oysters in the plant and to see the docks and the boats coming in. And what we do is fun. It's part of who we are. It's part of our culture. People were smiling during that week because they were back to work, you know, and people want to work. I believe that work is a big part of what we're doing here on this earth.
The room is now filled with stacks of cartons that go up to the ceiling. I mean, we're standing next to some and you're over 6 feet tall and they go up a few more feet. Is this capacity for you?
Well, we're back in terms of processing at the plant. Harvesting, we're not even close to being back. The eastern shore of the state is the one that really took the hardest hit. You know, that's where we lost 70 to 80% of the product in water. The reefs east of the Mississippi River will open Monday. It's a 12-day window for the shellfish community to go out there and see what the damage is. It could be worse than we thought. It could be better than we thought. And it's a great time because it's right before Christmas when people eat oysters. So there'll be plenty of oysters on the market starting if the weather isn't too bad. Monday, a lot of the boats are going to shift their efforts into that area.
Have you had to deal with insurance companies to get your business back up and running?
Personally, no. We had, you know, very little damage. We were blessed. It's almost a survivor's guilt blessed. You know, why did the Lord bless us to save what we have and to see so many people being so challenged? There's just a lot of devastation.
Thousands of families in Terrebonne Parish lost their homes. And like so many others from New Orleans and elsewhere in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, they fled inland and across the country to shelters and temporary homes, and for some, to make new lives far from the threat of hurricanes. The mass evacuation stole away much of the area's workforce from local businesses. Many other workers have been preoccupied repairing their homes and rebuilding their personal lives. To fill the gaps along the conveyor belts, Motivated Seafoods look toward Mexico. Immigrant workers now learn new jobs as they stand side by side with a handful of longtime employees.
We brought in 13 Mexican women, and we're bringing in 7 more, so it's a total of 20 that'll be here as a result of Katrina. After the storm, McDonald's was offering $8 an hour and Burger King a $6,000 signing bonus, and it's hard to compete with our product at those a $6,000 signing bonus for a person that's making just not a high of a rate of pay, but in the $6 to $7 an hour range. So it's been amazing. You'll see more Hispanics around here, but that's been an interesting thing. It's just getting labor. It's getting a little bit better now because the food stamps that were very available for a period of time have now been cut off, and that's going to impact some people, but it will also move people back to work. The rental assistance that was there is now being slowed down, and it's moving people back to being productive citizens.
Oh, let me transfer you to Jeff. Yes, sir.
A couple of miles away from Motivated Seafoods, on the other side of the business district in Houma, a dozen people sit in the front room of a Louisiana State Job Center. A few shared their stories and their names.
Jake Matthew LeBlanc, I'm from Houma. I'm a bricklayer by trade. And it's right now it's hard to get materials on the jobs. So, I mean, because New Orleans is knocked out, So you can't get materials. So pretty much puts us out of work. And the price of materials is outrageous now.
So you're looking for a job specifically as a bricklayer?
Yeah, if possible, and if not, just any kind of financial assistance so I could maybe try to get on top of my bills.
Is it your impression that there are jobs available in the area?
There are jobs available. But, I mean, when you get comfortable to making a certain amount of money to pay your bills before the storm, you know, and you count on having that same amount of money, it's like it's hard to get by.
Dominique Price, Sr. I'm from Cutoff, Louisiana.
Tell us what it is you're doing here today.
Trying to receive my unemployment benefits.
What was your job before?
Truck driver.
Would you be willing to take a job other than truck driving?
It's based on the pay and based on hours. And it's hard to get in with these majors, corporation, with the benefits. Because I have two kids, and I would rather receive benefits than the pay.
But what about, I mean, I'm seeing signs that, you know, Burger King's offering a $6,000 bonus, or, you know.
That's not for me. Flipping burgers, it's not for me.
Well, my name is Marion Stolz. Originally, I was from Chalmette, Louisiana, and I lost everything in Katrina.
You're here at the Job Service Center. Tell us why.
Well, I'm here to straighten out my unemployment because I'm not used to being unemployed. I messed up, and I have to come straighten out things so that when, you know, because I only have a temporary job working at Walmart till the end of the year, and I just want to make sure that I'm in the books and on track with that.
What did you do for a living before the storms?
I refinished furniture, and I lost my job there because the storm took the job. It took my job, my home, it took everything. So.
Marion Stolz.
And that's me. They're calling
Marion
me in.
Stolz.
Yes.
Thank you, Marion.
Okay. All right, thank you.
We're in the shucking room of Motivated Seafood with Greg Bazin and seven women who are standing here shucking oysters about as fast as I can speak. Greg, you're going to act as translator.
Yes, ma'am.
For us. Tell us your name and where you're from.
¿Cómo que es tu nombre y de dónde eres?
Me llamo Fortunata González García y soy de Veracruz.
Veracruz, Mexico.
From Veracruz.
Veracruz.
How long have you been working at Motivated Seafood?
¿Cuánto tiempo tiene trabajando aquí?
Una semana.
Una semana. 1 week she's been working here.
How do you like working here? How do you like your job?
¿Cómo que está aquí?
Que sí me gusta, o sea, todo lo que hacemos de donde nos han puesto, o sea, todo aprendimos rápido.
She's liking it here. She's only been here 1 week, but she's trying to learn fast and enjoy herself is basically what she's saying.
Do you have family back home?
Mi familia en México.
Sí.
How has your life been here? I know it's only 1 week, but how is it going for you?
¿Y cómo está tu vida aquí? ¿Está gustando?
Sí. En la comida, porque aquí se come diferente, allá se come pura comida mexicana.
She said the food is way different and that she's not used to the American food.
Would you like to bring your family here?
Está preguntando si gustaría a traer a tu familia aquí para los Estados Unidos.
Sí, porque allá casi no hay trabajo.
She said that yes, she would love to bring her family here. There's much more work here for her family.
Southern Louisiana food may take some getting used to for the new workers at Motivated Seafoods, but the oysters they sort and pack are welcomed at restaurants throughout the region, long starved of a local delicacy. At Drago's in Metairie, just outside New Orleans, Tommy Satanovich shows off the specialty of the house, grilled oysters on the half shell.
We put a little butter, garlic sauce with a little bit of seasoning and black pepper in it. Then we top it with just a little bit of Parmesan cheese and Romano cheese. Once they start shriveling up on the sides and you can see that kind of cooked look, they're done. You take them off, dozen charbroiled oysters.
Man, that looks great.
And they taste even better.
Oh, boy.
Before Hurricane Katrina, Drago's employed more than 150 workers and served about 7,000 diners each week, predominantly people from the area. The restaurant was opened in 1970 by Tommy's parents, Croatian immigrants Drago and Clara Satanovich. Their son now presides over the dining room and kitchen, where since Hurricane Katrina, about 100 people work.
I've got lots of cooks, lots of dishwashers, lots of oyster shuckers. My problem is front of the house people, busboys, food runners, waiters, and a manager or two. If I had another 25 or so employees, we would just be killing them, doing really, really well.
Why is it difficult to find those employees?
A big part of it, that part of our staff was college students. UNO is not in session, Tulane's not in session, Loyola's not in session. You know, they're evacuated.
Who are the folks that you hire?
Wow, I've got all kinds. People that got washed out in the Ninth Ward that are living in trailers. I have people that live right around the corner, Preston Whitfield. He woke up on Monday morning, he thinks everything's fine, wakes up, put his feet out of bed, and he's in a foot of water. Picks up his cell phone, I'm stuck, I'm coming on over, you know, so, you know, Preston comes over and, you know, from then on, you know, for the next month or so, you know, Drago's dining room was his home. You know, it was a bunkhouse for a group of us. People are just making do.
Have you had to cut back on salaries and the amount of money that you pay people?
Quite the contrary. We have given raises across the board. As everybody has heard, Burger King has done this $6,000 hiring bonus where they had places offering, right after the storm, $18 an hour for line cooks. I assure you today they're not offering $18 an hour for a line cook. We chose to take another avenue. I went to my staff and I said, guys, obviously I'm not going to pay you what I paid you before, but I'm not going to give you a really big, crazy raise and then 3 months from now take a dollar an hour away and another 3 months take another dollar an hour away. I'm going to give you a $2 an hour raise now, and it's permanent.
Elaborate a little bit on you know, sort of the demographics. You know, who's working for you?
Sometimes we think it's the United Nations around here because we have Russian transplants, we have Croatians, we have Bosnians, we have African Americans. The big thing right now in the New Orleans area is the Hispanic labor that's coming in. Got to say, they have helped us tremendously. The new addition to our oyster bar will be 6 Mexican immigrants that are have legal temporary work visas here. And I got to say, everything that I've seen now for the last 3 or 4 weeks that they've been here, first class. They are courteous. They do their job. They mix well with the people that work with us. They have been nothing but nice and incredibly helpful and have helped Drago's come along, because if I only had 2 shuckers to do our oysters, we wouldn't be selling charbroiled oysters today.
Every shell, you got an oyster flat like it is. When they cook on the grill, they're going to plump up, and the shell going to get brown around the end because the cheese and everything going to cook. You want to try something after we finish cooking? Make a try some.
No, you come back here. Tell me your name.
P.T.
P.T. How
yes,
long
ma'am.
You been working here?
4 years all together, but
yeah.
One not yet.
So you're living like in the backyard in the trailer now?
Yep, living in the trailer now. And I ain't never thought I'd be living in the trailer, but I'm in the trailer. That ain't funny though, but that's cool.
But you wanted to come back and work here?
Yes, man. I wanted my job. I love my job.
Hurricanes Katrina and Rita washed away homes and cars and dreams and countless lives. Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated the Gulf Coast, altering the demographics of communities and workplaces across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, remaking the complexion of neighborhoods, and placing longtime employees beside newly arrived laborers. Inevitably, some, like P.T., will love their jobs, and others, like Fortunata Gonzalez Garcia at Motivated Seafoods, will love simply having jobs and dream of bringing their families to stand beside them and their newfound coworkers. The story of our visit to Terrebonne Parish was written by Stu Seidel and produced by Ned Wharton, with help from Jesse Baker. Our sound engineer was Marty Curcius.